It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jay Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and wow, look at that weather out there.
It is gorgeous, finally. I guess tomorrow's going to be 60s.
63, first day of spring.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
That's going to be perfect for our meet-in at our house.
Yeah, hashtag meet-in day.
We got a bunch of people coming
awesome.
Over. I can't wait.
Good for you. All right, speaking of, yesterday's impossible question of the day was, what is the number one way we waste time at work? Answer is... talking about the weather. How's that a waste of time? That's an important subject.
Well, and I also don't understand that because I've never talked about the weather for a long period of time.
Me neither.
Like, I would have said easily the number one way is surfing on their phone.
That's what I was going to say.
Or surfing,
texting,
the web.
Shopping, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, where's the wrong?
Talking about the weather. Okay.
All right. Today's answer you'll find in the 5 o'clock hour. You can also answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. But a study found that the smell of blank makes you want to smell what makes you want to spend more money. A study found that the smell of blank makes you want to spend more money.
Well, it depends where you are. Now, obviously, at the theater,
popcorn.
Yeah, and we would do that. There were theaters that would actually pipe the popcorn smell
really
with ventilation
in
out,
the theater.
Well, no, out into the malls.
Oh.
So you had a mall theater, and what they would do is literally pipe that smell out into the mall.
Not a better smell, by the way.
And draw people in.
So awesome.
Yeah. Now, of course, this wouldn't be across the board, though, to make
right.
you spend more money.
The study found that the smell of blank makes you want to spend more money. I have no idea.
I don't know. What do they pump through the halls of Washington, D.C.?
Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hunter.
Crack cocaine.
Hunter Biden. Man, anytime I smell crack, I just want to spend money, man.
I mean, come on. What do they pump through? I don't know. It's so idiotic there. It's just unbelievable. All right. On today's show, we've got a movie review, The Marksman, with Andy here in a few minutes. We'll do movie rental reviews with Richard, Andy, and myself. Movies with luck.
Yeah.
Bad, good, whatever.
Good luck, bad luck.
Doesn't matter.
It's for, you know, obviously because of St. Patty's.
That's right. And then Laura Reese is going to join us. Heritage has a new immigration tracker that really proves how dismal things are with Biden and the border. Not that we need any help on that because we kind of already know that. But
John, I think we can look, it's a full invasion.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Do we have a moment?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because I was asking asking this online. Why do we keep talking about the humanitarian crisis at the border? And don't get me wrong, I don't want anyone to suffer. I feel bad for, you know, kids in cages, the whole thing.
Right.
I don't want anyone to go through bad things ever.
Right.
I love people.
Right.
But
I agree.
This is a mass invasion force. Okay, I don't care if they're kids, women, children. It doesn't matter. This is a mass invasion force. Why is our big concern the humanitarian crisis they're going through while illegally invading a country? When you illegally invade a country... I just think that there are a lot worse things to worry about fact that you're having a bad time doing it.
We talked on the Crawford Roundtable. The problem you've got, and this is where we can blame the current administration, when you basically have an invitation to come and these people are, and yet they're being raped and pillaged and all sorts of things happen along the way.
Which is horrible.
Which is absolutely horrible. And I guess, you know, the point of the roundtable today was it's not necessary, but it's happening because, again, of that open invitation, which, by the way, he shut down kind of this week when he said, don't come until we get things figured out. Got to put that last little sentence in there because really that's what he said. Don't come. We've got more to figure out, more to straighten out, something along those lines. Basically what he said was, you can come, just not now. Well, what message does that still send to those people wanting to come up from South America?
Get ready.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and
pack
also,
your bags, right?
Yeah. And also, John, I guess the thing that bothers me is we conservatives so much are going on and on and on and on and on about the humanitarian crisis. And yes, it is one because we've told them come up. But what is the response of Democrats? Oh, okay, we'll make it easier. We will put lots of money into having better systems so that they will have a better time illegally invading as an invasion force.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
I agree. And my take at the, you know, you'll listen to it, roundtable, you heard some of that today, but my take even on the roundtable was, you know, the way we fix this is, number one, the immigration system we have completely needs revamp. We need a merit-based system. We need to punish businesses here in the United States of America that willfully, knowingly, in fact, I think forcefully, in some ways, employ illegal aliens. And yes, everything I just said is true, and it happens with lots of employers across the country.
Absolutely.
And I've talked to folks that actually, you know, folks that run, you know, missions and things along those lines in South America, Guatemala, places like that, and they will tell you straight up, if America wants to fix its immigration policies or its immigration problem and the flood of people that want to get here, stop paying them when they arrive.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. And by the way, that stop paying is everything from welfare handouts to free medical care to being able to get the vaccine now to, you know, being able to have a job when you get here at cash under the table and on we go. I mean, all of those things, all of the above needs fixed.
Look, all of the above starts with three words: enforce the law. We don't have a broken immigration system. Okay, we don't. Now, I understand we do in the way of those things you just said, but the foundational problem with it is we don't enforce the law.
No, we don't.
If we enforce the law, if we had a wall, a border wall with ports of entry, doors in it, and you had to come through and that was the only way to do it, John, everything else that you just said would be easily fixed overnight.
Well, and for those employers, and by the way, as an economy, I said this in the roundtable as well, do we need immigration? Because I'm not anti-immigration. I want everybody to understand that. I am not anti-immigration.
We need
immigration, especially given the fact that we have such a low birth rate in the United States of America now. For us to sustain the economic viability that we have as a country, we need immigration because we're not going to do it otherwise. But we need proper immigration. We need merit-based immigration. In other words, you need to bring something to the table when you arrive here. Don't just show up expecting a handout. You have to provide something to us as a country.
Right. But that's what happens with your home. And here's what I mean. Your home has walls and a door.
Mm-hmm.
That means it has a doorway, and John Rush can decide who comes in his home and who does not. What does he do that based on? Merit.
Right.
Obviously, maybe it's a family member. Maybe it is somebody bringing somebody over, selling something.
Whatever the case may be. They're bringing value.
Right.
Right.
They are bringing value either as a family member. The value is that they are a family member or they're a repairman or whatever. They come in your house based on the merit of what they are doing coming in your home. When you don't have, imagine if you didn't have walls and doors, but only lawn and floors. And they could just race in and you had no port of entry into your home. Then how could you have a merit-based system?
You can't.
Right.
It's impossible.
Exactly. And so the first thing we have to do is enforce the law. And then when you come, what are you bringing? How are you going to make us better?
Right. And then on top of that, one thing we haven't mentioned, which I think is a real key in this and part of the problem we're having in this country right now as well, is when you come here, it's great that you want to bring some of your culture and some of your past traditions and so on. We all have those. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you have to assimilate. Don't come here to change the country. Come here to assimilate into the country. Make sense?
Yeah. And I would even say make it better.
Right.
But you can't make it better by not using the common language that is used there. You're going to make it worse.
And
you're
various
going to make
other
it,
things.
Yeah, you're going to make it much more expensive. You're going to make it much harder to simply operate and function. Right.
Before we end this segment, we'll come back and do a movie review between. By the way, Scott Watley sent me this. I knew this was the case because I was actually the victim of one of these as well. I am one of these numbers. Between January 1st and March 15th of 2021, So 3 months, roughly, 2.5 months.
Okay.
Approximately 2,345 vehicles reported stolen compared to 956 during the same period in 2020.
Wow.
So auto theft is up that much.
Why?
Because there's no punishment, and anytime the economy gets rough like it is in Colorado right now, that's what folks go do. They can go steal a car, sell the parts, do whatever they want to, sell the whole thing off if they need to, and they make cash.
Well, can I get out early today and go?
Go.
I noticed some very good cars out in the parking lot. Some really good stuff. Maybe I could upgrade.
This just shows
what are you,
you
driving, John?
Which I'm not telling you because mine's easily the one I'm driving today is easily stealable. So I'm not going to say that.
That really is surprising, though, that more people are stealing cars.
Yep.
Just because they realize they're not going to get in that grade of trouble.
That's a lot of it. In fact, in some cases, it's slap on the wrist. I mean, I had a car stolen this last year. My old co-host Dan had a car stolen this last year. I mean, I have people that call in on drive radio on a regular basis. This is almost a pandemic in and of itself in regards to the amount of stolen cars that are happening right now. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a major deal. So if you're driving an older vehicle that, by the way, does not have a lot of the auto theft technology that the newer vehicles has, watch out. They're actually the ones being heisted.
Good to know.
So there you go. Just pay attention. We'll talk more about that in Drive Radio tomorrow. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. You're going to hear from them in the 3:45 mark. We'll talk more to Sean about it, what's going on at Extreme. So in the meantime, anything you need from Extreme, find them at klzradio.com or call direct 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks, Ascent Health Center, we talked about brain injury month here in the United States of America. Ascent Health Center has a brain tap. It's a free appointment you can have, and they can actually do some things for you in regards to your overall health, your well-being, and just things you're struggling with, they can help you through. Call Dr. Julie today, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate along with John Rush and Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, it is now time for a movie review. Are you ready?
Actually, this one I have been waiting to see, so I'm anxious to see how it goes, yes.
This is a John Rush movie.
Yeah, I want to see this.
All the way.
Yeah,
me too. Okay, well, Liam Neeson, he often plays a retired military man who has killing skills. That's not just what he did in one big movie that we love, but he does it in a lot of movies.
Yes, he does. That's
right. It's his thing.
That's right.
Okay, well, will the formula work once again? Let's find out in The Marksman.
I worry about you. out there in the middle of nowhere.
All by yourself.
The cartels are running everything through there. Drugs, people, guns.
I don't scare easy. I've seen darkness. Who's the best dog in the world? And I've seen what
you can do. I'm from Pima County Merchants Bank. Let you know that the ranch is be sold at auction.
I just need a little time to sort things out. There's a storm that's on its way. You're never gonna make it. It's miles to the nearest road. I'll call Border Patrol.
Please, sir, no. Everybody, Mama.
I come here to take the woman and the boy.
I was in the Marine Corps, so I suggest y'all turn around and adios.
I'm a soldier too. My orders are to take them back with me.
They were waiting for him at the border. You damn well ought to appreciate what I'm doing for you.
If you want to help me, you take me back. I'll find my own way home.
I'm taking you to your family in Chicago. After that, I don't care what you do.
The man you saw at the border is from the Vasquez cartel. He will find you. When he does, he will kill you.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to kill Liam Neeson. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because he has a particular set of skills.
He does have.
He always does. And they're always so, he's so perfect for these kinds of movies. He always is so perfect. People say, well, he's getting older.
Yeah, you know what? Aren't we all?
But a lot of actors actually get even better in a lot of mm-hmm. these action roles as they get older. Remember Sean Connery in The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Sean Connery in anything when he was older was good.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, here we go. Rosa and Miguel, a mother and son, they're in Mexico, and they get this disturbing call from the father. They have to run. Why? Well, a powerful cartel is after them. Now, John, the weird thing about this is Rosa and Miguel have nothing to do with the cartel. They have no desire to, you know, become illegal immigrants and come into America. They have no desire. They like their life. They're fine.
Okay.
However, he apparently is involved with the cartel. Now he's in trouble, a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And if you cross the cartel, not only do you die, your family dies. Plus, they had stuff of the cartels, so they got to run.
Okay.
So they're on the run. And at the border, they encounter James Hansen. Now, he's a down-on-his-luck rancher.
Right.
He has lost everything in life.
They're coming to repo the ranch, right?
Yeah, they're coming to repo the ranch, and he's also lost other things. Okay. He's very depressed, and basically he's giving up on life, and he just wants to be left alone. He's one of those guys. Now, he's played by Liam Neeson, of course, and he's an ex-Marine sniper. There you go. He's always got a particular set of skills. So protecting his land, John, is no problem. He's a sniper. He's also extremely law-abiding, and he fully intends to turn Rosa and Miguel over to the Border Patrol. That's what he intends to do. But the cartel arrives. Things go bad. Shots are fired. Lives are lost. And suddenly, James finds himself on the run with an 11-year-old boy that he barely knows. Yeah.
In tow. Got it.
In tow. He doesn't even know the kid. All he knows is Rosa wants Miguel taken to his family in Chicago. Well, James still wants to turn Miguel in because James believes in the law. But he soon learns that powerful forces have compromised some officers. By the way, this really happens.
Mm-hmm.
You will have Border Patrol officers. Overwhelmingly, they're honest, right? But human beings are human beings. Mm-hmm. And what he finds out is that some have been compromised by cartel money. Which is huge money, right? I mean, they've got enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
Well, they're not all bad, though. The Border Patrol agents aren't bad at all. In fact, his daughter is a Border Patrol agent.
Oh, okay.
But even she can't guarantee the boy's safety. So James has to flee with Miguel, hunted by the cartel and the Border Patrol, because he shouldn't be fleeing with Miguel, right? Well, the question is, can James stay alive long enough to get Miguel to Chicago? There you go.
Okay.
Now, what works in this movie? Well, of course, Neeson. Neeson is very believable in the role. He's understated. He's honest. He's likable. He comes off very well in this kind of role. And I like this about Liam Neeson. He doesn't just have to be the kick-ass hard guy.
Right.
He's also a grizzled guy who's just been through a lot of life.
Right.
And he does it very well. Now, also, the kid, he's plain, very plain, believable. They didn't get some overacting young kid to overplay it up or anything like this. He just is himself, and that works. In fact, most of the characters in this are very real. Now, another thing I kind of like, Neeson, he makes some obvious mistakes, but for good reason. He's not tech savvy at all. And so he'll do things, I'll give you an example. When you're on the run, do you buy anything with your credit card?
No.
No, why? Because obviously they can trace you. And do you think the cartel is high tech enough to do that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, little things like that. But It's believable because this guy doesn't even like having a phone.
Okay.
They avoided any severely political messaging. I like that.
Nice.
Yeah. If it leaned slightly left, but slightly, ever so slightly, not a problem, not at all.
Right.
They showed how big cartel money can buy law enforcement. I like that. I like the how they show, my gosh, when we buy all these drugs from these countries, they are going to have enormous money and they can compromise your country. Mm-hmm. And they do it. And by the way, some of the shooting scenes are very good. And finally, one last thing. I like the villain. I liked him.
Okay.
This young guy who's part of the cartel. He was good. He was driven. And you could tell there's a little more to him than just another thug.
Okay.
What doesn't work? Well, here's the biggie, John. Don't waste two good characters. Develop real chemistry. Get some writing, man. Okay, you've got Miguel is this very ordinary young kid, very believable. And you got Liam Neeson in this role. You should be able to make these two really click. And they don't. The chemistry never really works very well, and they don't develop it. Why? Because it's not because of the two actors. It was the writing.
Okay.
It just wasn't good enough. There's not enough action. Not nearly
really?
Enough.
Not enough action in a Liam Neeson film?
Right.
Wow.
That's the problem. Okay. They went away from the Taken formula.
Remember, which was nonstop action.
Yeah, and Taken, it moves.
Yeah, when watched the other day. It's great.
Exactly. When there isn't action, the story's moving very quickly to the action, right?
Right.
In this, they don't. There's not nearly enough shooting, which is too bad because, let's face it, and I'm not looking for John Wick, but I'm just saying when you've got a guy who's an excellent marksman.
Right. Show it.
Show it more.
Yeah, agree.
Have it come. They could have set up several places and ways that he could have had to do it more and done it better. They didn't. Instead, it's just mainly these two wandering along together, not having chemistry, and talking about things that are actually very boring. Here's another thing. It desperately needed humor. Put some funny humor into it.
Yeah.
Do something. Liven this up because I got news for you. The story is dragging badly. And the chemistry is not working. You don't have enough action. The action you do have is only good, but not great. Come on, man. You are falling way short.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was saying that long before our idiot president. Okay. Long before we had a president who couldn't get into Air Force One. Okay. But, yeah. Come on. You're wasting it here. You've got a real opportunity. You've got Liam Neeson, this guy. You've got a really good premise here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was boring. It was predictable. It was formulaic.
I noticed the Rotten Tomatoes is way down.
Yeah, and this is interesting, though. This is interesting because every now and then you get a movie that comes along where the difference between the audience score and the reviewer score is huge. And here the reviewers gave it 36%. The audience gave it 84%. I got to go with the reviewers. I'm sorry. It's 2 stars, and I'm maybe being a little generous, but I just happen to really like some of the characters, love Neeson, and I love the whole idea, the concept.
Okay.
Political 3, more religious 3, no preaching, preaching.
Very neutral in that. Okay, so is it worth, given the fact we haven't had too many great movies at the box office in the first place, is it worth donning the mask and putting up with the theater to go see it?
In my opinion, no. Not really. I think it's a little too boring. However, if you're craving some Liam Neeson and you just want to get away,
you just want to get out for the night.
I'm not looking at this and saying it's a terrible film.
Okay. It's just not exceptional.
You know what it is, John? You come out of it saying, I saw a film. I saw a movie and it had Liam Neeson and there was some shooting. And I like that. I like Liam Neeson and I like shooting.
Okay. I heard, and you don't have to say this because we don't want to give the movie away, but the ending isn't great. Is that true or not true?
No, I didn't mind the ending. Actually, the very ending, I actually found it very, very nice.
Okay. Okay. That's opposite of what I've heard. Good.
Yeah. But, was it great? No.
Okay.
Really, the worst part of the movie, John, was the inner tooth. I look at a movie in quarters, right? Right. First, last. The inner two quarters really dragged. That was the biggest problem.
When you go to see him, you want action.
I want Taken.
Fun, fighting, all that.
Right. Keep moving it. You know how Taken had the same feel as The Bourne Identity?
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
even when it's not the shoot 'em up scenes, it's still, you're getting to the shoot 'em up scenes. You can feel it building to the shoot 'em up scenes.
Right. Or remember with Taken how much fun it was with him talking to his buddies.
Right.
His friends when they were talking about things that they had done. Or when he was guarding the starlet. Well,
even talking to the perpetrators on the phone, the kidnappers on the phone.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Things like that.
Good luck.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Okay.
The marksman misses the mark. So
well
there
done.
You go.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. Speaking of marksmen, if you're a marksman or not, and either way, you need to practice what you do. Even all the good marksmen will tell you that. So head out to the range, enjoy that, buy a gun while you're there, ammo, training, it's all there. And again, whether you own several guns or you've never owned one before, they'll still take care of you, and they would love to help you with whatever it is you need. KLZradio.com, head out this weekend, 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Pure Voice Chevrolet, I was just online shopping, which you can do as well. Everything they've got is there listed. They've even got some coming soon vehicles that are just coming in. So go check it out, purevoicechevrolet.com. Great weekend to go shop for a vehicle. You may have found this last weekend, hey, I don't have the right vehicle. If that's the case, and that's you, go visit Pure Voice Chevrolet today. In Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311, or as I said, shop online at purevoicechevrolet.com.
The team at Purefoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purefoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
Folks, how much do you need to retire on? Well, that's a big question. It varies from person to person, family to family, and those are the kind of things that Al Smith at Golden Eagle can help you with. So talk to him today. Find out exactly what you need, how that's going to work, and how you get there. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s or your 60s. Give Al a call, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Affordable, efficient, reliable, and abundant energy helps everyday hardworking people thrive and prosper. Kim Munson here. Monday is our Health and Hydrocarbon Show. Oil and gas investment banker Tom Petrie joins me. We'll talk about the energy markets and what we hopefully learn from the Texas freeze, where wind turbines froze and solar panels were covered with snow. People were without power. Water pipes cracked. People died. We can do better. Tune into the conversation Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I just need to ask you again. Does Air Force One need an escalator?
Needs an elevator, not an escalator.
My gosh.
It needs one of those sit-down on the elevator, get Joe up to the, you know,
look, we've all
entryway.
Tripped. We've all tripped.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
I get it.
I do.
But it's like, we're talking about a guy who's going to be over 2 months into his administration before he has a press conference. Okay? To say he is looking frail, helpless, and inept.
Is mild, putting it mildly.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mentioned that online, you know, maybe he should get an escalator. And somebody said, well, they think that he should have one of those inflatable things. I said, no, that's for going down. But that got me thinking, what about a bouncy castle? Okay, so we put the bouncy castle up next to the airplane, you know, and Joe, this way, this can amuse him. He can have a lot of fun. There you go, Joe. You keep having fun. Little higher. We got to get you in. I'm sorry, but he's pathetic. He's pathetic, and I'm not one of these. I don't even like listening to all these montages people show and play with him, you know, stumbling over his words. I get tired of that, and honestly, I feel bad because I don't want to pick on the guy for this. But it's getting to a point where world leaders are looking at this.
Right.
And I'm getting a little worried. What do you think?
I think you're spot on. And by the way, he didn't, as you watch the clip, he didn't just stumble. Charlie said this in our ear a moment ago. He stumbled two or three times and then literally fell completely down on the stairs themselves.
John, yeah.
Stumbled twice, then fell.
John, if he had skis, it would have been the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The man is not capable, okay? Now, I understand when it comes time for his press conference, he will already be prepped with all the questions in advance because, you know, they're working together with the media, and he will come off well, and he'll be training. I guarantee he's already started training for it.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. Come on. This is ridiculous.
I'm not arguing with you. You're the problem that I see with all of this, which I don't think a lot of conservatives are really thinking through, is without him, who's next?
Oh, I know.
It's worse.
Yeah. I mean, she is a full-fledged, all-on communist.
Yes. Full bore. Through and through.
He is a communist wannabe. He loves communism. He's into communism.
He just isn't as much as she is.
No. She's all in on communism. Yeah, by the way.
That's right. She's the hook, line, and sinker.
She's also all in on racism.
True.
She's all in on anything that is hatred toward America. Mm-hmm. This means everything to her. America is the enemy in this woman's mind.
Yep. Agree.
My gosh.
I agree. But anyways, that's the alternative, unfortunately.
What about somebody who loves America? What about Rand Paul?
Let's talk about him for a moment, shall we?
Let's do that.
He and Dr. Fauci.
This is beautiful.
Had some sparring words that went back and forth. So let me, Charlie, turn up my sound here, and we'll just play this. Here we go.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask.
Towards our goal of sequencing 5% of all positive cases in Colorado.
Hold on. I got two things playing at once. Hold on.
Just so you know, this is what's always happening in my mind.
I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Let me back this up. Do it again. Here we go.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No,
if
it's not.
The vaccine and you're worried.
Okay, real quick, stop. I have to interject. Yes, Rand, it is.
It is just
That's
theater.
Been my whole point, Andy's point, for literally now 11 months. All of this is nothing more than theater. This whole mask wearing, distancing, all of the rules and regulations, it is 100, 1,000% theater.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's government trying to convince us of how serious this is so they can't look bad for utterly destroying our economy for the last year.
And the key leader in that is the guy Rand Paul's talking to.
Yep.
Here, we'll keep going.
To mask, isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Go ahead.
Here we go again with the theater. No, Dr. Fauci, you are the theater.
Right.
That's why
he's the director.
He is saying
right.
Theater. Well, yeah.
And producer.
You are a man who is wearing two masks, who has already had the vaccination. You've been vaccinated, and you're wearing two masks.
And for all we know, he had COVID. We have no idea.
Yeah, for all we know, you had COVID. Sir, you are the theater.
Right.
Rand Paul's just pointing it out. Go ahead.
Okay, the studies that you quote from Crotty and Sette look at in vitro examination of memory immunity, which in their paper they specifically say this does not necessarily pertain to the actual protection. It's in vitro.
And what study can you point to that shows significant
Okay, and real quick, I want everybody to just, we'll back up for a moment. I'm not a doctor, but I know enough about all of the speak that
right.
goes on the doctor's end of it to tell you that the thing Fauci just said has nothing to do with what's going on in real life. That is a study. It's a theory. He even talked about it being a paper. That's not real life at all, and that's what Rand Paul's trying to discuss here with Fauci.
Right. There's no evidence.
There's no evidence of any of that really happening in real life.
But you're destroying a nation with no evidence.
That's
Go
right.
ahead.
Infection. There are no studies that show
Just let me finish the response to your question, if you please. The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection, and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game.
Okay, I got to stop again. What he's saying is, as an epidemiologist and somebody that knows far more about this than you do, Rand, you're not factoring in all of the little idiosyncrasies that might be way out here on the outer limits of things. You're not thinking about those. Therefore, you're going to put the American public in danger because you're not thinking about these one or two offs that may be out here in the outer fringes of things that, yeah, they may actually exist. But the reality is we're going to make sure everybody out there protects themselves against this very minute, possible little dinky risk that may be out there. Right?
Yes. Dr. Fauci is demanding utopia.
Right.
He is demanding perfect, no variations. No, this is ridiculous. You can't have perfection.
No, that's not life.
You can't shut everything down until you have perfection. That's nuts. And then Rand picks them apart.
That's a good reason for a mask. In the South African study conducted by J&J, they found that people who were infected with wild type and were exposed.
Okay, real quick. What is wild type? Some of you listening may not even know what that is. Wild type is, quote unquote, supposedly a new form of COVID. I know we got to take a break. We got Extreme joining us in a minute. So we'll do that. We'll come back. We got lots more to talk about. Maybe we'll play this again in the 5 o'clock hour and pick it apart even more.
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey, Law of Mobile Estate Planning is next. Go to Michael, get your estate plan now, and he will take great care of you. 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take, but more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
All right, welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. I have with me Sean from Extreme Auto Repair. Sean, welcome back. How are you doing this month?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm always well. So how are you guys faring after the big snowstorm?
You know, we're doing pretty well. We're playing a little bit of catch-up. Obviously, a lot of people couldn't get out on Monday, but yeah, we're cranking along.
I can only imagine. All right, just real quick, what are some of the things you've seen this week after the big snowstorm? Any particular repairs that are big?
Oh, you know, front end parts damaged, bent wheels, all that kind of good stuff, out of alignment, you know. People think they can go through the snow, plow on through it, and they can't. And, so, we're doing a lot of undercarriage inspections right now.
I figured that. I've been telling everybody all week long that if you're somebody that found themselves, you know, stuck, and of course, it's a big no-no, Sean, as you know, to not rock a vehicle back and forth like folks were, you know, sure, kind of trained to do back in the day. But if that was somebody that's listening now and you found yourself in that situation, need to get the vehicle in, get it inspected, to your point, not only front end, but really front to back, get everything looked at and make sure that everything's up to speed.
Absolutely. And even transmissions, like you said, when you're rocking back and forth, that's not good on those either.
No, it is not. And it's, again, it's something that we don't really talk about enough, Sean, probably, is that, you know, the newer transmissions, they're just not meant to do that. And, you know, there's ways to do that and not do it. And, you know, best bet is if you find yourself stuck, you know, get yourself somewhat dug out. But, you know, rocking it back and forth, you know, spinning the tires, doing all those things really doesn't help you at the end of the day. In fact, you could severely damage some things on the vehicle if you're not careful.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You don't want to do that. I mean, it may be inconvenient, but in the long time, you know, in the long run, it's a lot better off to have a safe vehicle than get there in a hurry.
So, that's exactly right. All right, tires. Let's talk that for a few minutes. I know a lot of folks that maybe didn't listen to you and I prior to this last weekend did not have good tires, and this is one of those storms where you'd better have good tires or you're not getting around.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, actually, yesterday started our new special. We get a $70 rebate on some of the AT3 Cooper Discovers.
Awesome.
And the Endura Maxes, and then $50 off on the CS5 families, which, you know, covers most of your passenger vehicles and SUVs. So,
all right, so yeah, say those one more time for us. I'm going to write those down for future reference, but say those one more time so I get it and everybody else does.
Yeah, so it's a $70 off rebate on the Cooper Discover Endura Max and the Discover AT3 family of tires.
Okay.
And then it's a $50 off rebate with the CS5 family of tires, which covers the SRX and the SRX LE, which, like I said, covers most of your SUVs and passenger vehicles. And the AT3s and the Discovers cover the most of your trucks.
So. Perfect. Perfect.
And that's
a great deal.
April 12th. So,
okay, through April 12th. That's a great deal, folks. Sure. Everybody listening, please make sure that if you're somebody, you know, needing tires, that you get that in and done. And if you're somebody that found yourself slip sliding around this last weekend because of that, you know, get some tires now. You'll still be good for next fall and as we head into winter again. And Sean, something else that, you know, I've been talking about a little bit this week is, you know, we hear all the time about, you know, climate change and all that, and that's not what you and I are going to get into. But I've read numerous things recently where we could actually see more of what we've had this past weekend on an ongoing basis as we head forward. And just because of, you know, things, you know, climate actually does change, not because of all the things a lot of folks say it changes for, but it cycles, it changes. And, you know, I've lived in Colorado my entire life and I've seen us go through these patterns. And it would not be uncommon for us to have a few, you know, rough winters in a row. So, you know, what we went through this past weekend, folks, you know, thing about it, Sean, is it snows in Colorado somewhere almost all the time. Even in the middle of July, it can snow up in one of the passes. So if you're going to live in Colorado and travel around, you need good tires.
Well, and I mean, if you just look at the next 7 or 10 days, there's probably four or five more days of snow coming.
That's right.
And that's just March, and we know April. We get a lot of those.
That's
too,
right. So. Hey, I've pushed snow all the way into May. So, hey, yeah, you're exactly right. No, we can very easily have more snow. All right, what else is going on at Extreme? If folks are, needing something done, what's the wait time like right now, Sean?
I'm about a day out. And if it's something, like brakes, maintenance, any sort of stuff like that, we can get you in the same day. Repairs, it just depends. What kind of parts we're needing, but usually within a day or two, I can get you in and out, no problems.
Okay, perfect. Now, when it comes to, again, we talk about this some, probably not enough, diesel repairing. It's one of those things that not everybody does, but you guys do. And the more I look around, the more you see, folks driving diesels. And that, by the way, isn't just big trucks. There's a lot of passenger cars now that are running the diesel engines. That's something you guys can take care of as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, we have ASC certified diesel technicians here. We work on medium duty all the way down to, like I said, the smaller, the passenger ones, the Volkswagens, even the Chevys and all that good stuff.
All right. Now, when it comes to something else that we should talk about momentarily, I know you guys grow your own tech. So you take, folks even that are coming out of, trade school or even some cases high school, you train them through, you teach them, you bring them up through the ranks. Where are you at right now on folks? Are you looking for anybody out there? If there's somebody listening, should they get a hold of you? Where are you at on folks right now?
Right now, John, I'm fully staffed. This week would have been nice. I had about three guys off for spring break. With
of course.
Kids, but no, other than that, I'm fully staffed and, got a lot of longevity here. The guys, we treat them right and they treat the vehicles right and, works out pretty
That's
well.
That's awesome. That's good. Good to hear. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear that. And I love the way you guys do things as far as, growing your own and, folks move up through the ranks and so on. That's really the way to do it.
But I will say this, John, I am always taking applications. So if somebody's interested, stop by. I'll at least put it on file.
Perfect. All right, so there you go, folks. If you're interested, go by, see Sean and the guys. They'd love to take care of you along those lines, plus anything else you need. The other thing I know you guys do, Sean, we talk about it some, but again, not enough. It was a second opinions. I had some emails and text messages today from some folks from Drive Radio, asking about different repairs again because of the storm we just went through. And, hey, does this sound right? Does this sound legit? So on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the thing I always recommended, even back when I owned my own shop, was, hey, if you've got a doubt in your mind about something and you want a second opinion, this is just like the doctor, go get one.
Yeah, I always say go with your gut. If it doesn't sound right, it could be something wrong. It could be right. You could bring it here and we can say, yeah, they're absolutely right. But why not get it looked at? I mean, I'll give you a free second opinion anytime. Just bring it in and say, show me what they're doing. And, I can do an apple to apples comparison. And if it's, if they're cheaper than me and you want to go back there, I won't hold it against you. I wouldn't like that, obviously. But,
right.
I'd love to take a look at it and we can go through it and I'll show you your own vehicle and... Yeah, if you don't feel right, just give us a call.
Agree.
No problem at all.
Agree. All right, one last thing, Sean, I wanted to talk about as well is the contactless, pickup and delivery. I know there's a lot of businesses out there, which, by the way, if there's any good out of COVID that I've enjoyed personally is that I think it speeds things up. There's not a lot of monkey motion. You get your stuff handled both ways. It makes it really convenient. Are you guys still doing that?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. If you want to come here and you want to, pay over the phone, we can lock the keys in your vehicle for you with your receipt and whatnot. We can deliver it and pick it up for you. We're still offering that. We don't do that very often, but we will still do that. We'll do as much or as little as you'd like as far as that goes.
Okay.
If you want to come in and, have that person-to-person contact, which, we've all missed, come on in. We wear masks. We sanitize daily. We're still doing all the proper procedures.
Sure.
So. Yeah, whatever the customer feels comfortable with, we'll go to the extreme for them.
All right, last but not least, I know towing is a big deal. I'm sure you guys were swamped this last weekend. I know you've got a tow company. How does that part work as well?
Yeah, if you need a tow over here, you can just call us, and then we'll transfer you over there, and we'll get you towed in, and you can just put it on our bill here and take care of it at the same time. Also, we do offer, if you need a tow and you want to call us and you have an repair over $300, and it's within a 10-mile radius, I'll go ahead and take care of the tow for you.
Okay, there you go. So, folks, if you're 10 miles away, something happens, you need a tow, they'll handle that for you. And, by the way, $300 doesn't go very far anymore fixing cars, Sean, as you know. So that's not a big deal. And that's not a knock. Yeah. That's just where we're at with what it costs to get things fixed now.
You're correct, yeah, especially with parts. Parts prices are
That's right.
Crazy nowadays.
All right, how do they get a hold of you, Sean?
303-841-1071, or they can always go to extremeautorepair.com and schedule there.
All right, Sean, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, sir. Stay safe.
Thanks, John. You
too. All right, we'll do it. All right, and up next, we've got Novus Auto Glass, and much like Extreme Auto Repair, where they go to the extreme for you, Novus is doing very similar things that Extreme is doing. You know, they'll handle things for you either on a contactless basis if needed. They're being very safe when it comes to COVID as well. They work with all insurance companies. They can fix a small pit or a crack up to a foot long. And if that doesn't get fixed and they need to do a windshield, they will apply that to the cost of the windshield. So go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and it's Novus spelled N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Ken and Centennial, you got a minute, sir.
Hey, John. I just wanted to make mention that with all these states starting to come to their common sense, or getting their common sense back and not mandating these masks anymore, I'm taking my own initiative now. And when I go into a store, you know, I'll wear my mask when I go in, so I don't have to deal with the guy sitting
right
by the front door.
Right.
But after I get in, I'm taking it off. I'm putting it in my pocket. I did it the other day, and it was no big deal. But I think we really all ought to start doing that. You know?
I agree.
We got to start working on it.
I agree, Ken. Yeah. No. Well done. I appreciate you calling and saying that, and I agree with you. At some point, we've all got to sort of, in a way, unify, team up, start doing some of those things, or we're going to be wearing these things until, you know, hell freezes over.
Yeah, at some point, we just got to say enough.
Enough's enough. We're going to move on. All right, movies next. What are we doing?
Movies about luck. Good luck or bad luck, lucky movies are up next.
If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Exactly.
All right, we'll come right back. We got another full hour coming your way. If you're listening to the replay hour, join me tomorrow. Fix It Radio, first thing in the morning at 9 o'clock, followed up by Drive Radio. And I got some great things for you tomorrow morning on Fix It Radio. Some of it being how you can actually buy a house and be ahead of the other buyers. So we'll talk about that in the morning. Otherwise, Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.